This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
That's music from my youth, I guarantee. This is the good stuff the kids were kind of surprised to hear, but the parents love it. Speaking of grooving to this music, he is of that generation. I'm going to go ahead and tell on him, age-wise, because I know how old he is. He is former Augusta City Commissioner Alvin Mason, who is now current Augusta City Commissioner Alvin Mason. You remember dancing to the groove line back in the day there, Alvin?
Hey, you better believe it. That's right in my time frame, I tell you.
I love that. And that's, unfortunately, you don't get to hear that on the radio these days too often. It's kind of a,
you got that right. That had my head bobbing and my feet tapping.
A forgotten hit. I love that song. Well, first of all, welcome back to the political arena. I know you've been away for a while, and a lot of folks have missed you. You were term limited out as a commissioner, and then, of course, unfortunately unsuccessful as mayor. I'm telling you, I've talked to more people than you can possibly imagine over the course of the last several years who said they wish they could go back and vote for you in that mayor's race a few years ago.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, Austin. You know, I'm a believer that things are to be the way that they are to be. At that time frame in 2014-15, when this election was going on, my mom contracted breast cancer. And I believe it was meant for me to be there for my mom, and that's what I've been doing for the past 5-6 years, taking care of her. She'll be 89 next month, at the end of next month, October 30th. She's doing well. She's got some challenges, medical challenges. I'm dealing with some Alzheimer's issues right now. But also she told me, she released me and said, go live your life and serve the people. And that's when I offered myself back up for service.
Well, God bless you. I'm glad that your mom is hanging in there. That's good to know, and we'll continue to keep her in our prayers. Well, kind of an interesting circumstance that you came into this situation with. Rarely, thank God in heaven, do we ever have a sitting Augusta City commissioner or politician of any description indicted. It has happened, sadly, but it doesn't happen very often. Are you coming into the office with any special challenges as far as public trust goes, just because people are cynical now because of what's happened with Commissioner Sias?
Well, I think not only the situation or the alleged situation with Commissioner Sias, but, you know, politics, or shall I say politicians as a whole, and not generally don't use that word for myself, because there's a negative connotation or stigma that's associated with the word politician. So that inherently has some trust issues that goes along with it. But I think what I have done and what I'll continue to do is just show the people through transparency in government what a commissioner should be and how they should be in terms of being a fiduciary steward to the citizens' resources. And so, yes, there are going to be some challenges, but I expect that to be there. But if my work speaks for me, I believe that we will get rid of some of those issues in terms of trust. They just want to see that you're doing right by the people.
And most definitely. Is this a stepping stone for you to run for the permanent seat when the next election cycle comes up, or is this just an interim service that you're doing to the community?
Well, right now I'm heeding the call. There was obviously a vacancy. We don't need our community not being represented. We have a great community out here in District 4. They deserve representation, and I'm glad that it's been filled more sooner than later. I want to hear from my commission constituents out here. And I've actually heard from plenty of them that encouraged me to put my name in the hat for this particular seat. I believe that it is something that I should do. I believe we need some continuity. I believe that we need experienced commissioner with good experience up on the commission that will communicate effectively across all spectrums, and for the betterment of the city and not just as an individual. And I think my record speaks to that. And I believe that with those that are up there now, I could be a benefit and an asset. I can learn from them and they can learn from me as well. with the experience that I bring to the table, I would hope that that would be a good thing for some of the younger commissioners that are up there.
Yeah, no doubt. Are you of a mindset, or do you have any specific agenda items that you want to see accomplished in the short term as you are getting back to work for the people here?
Well, one thing for sure is that this Richland County has received $82 million from the federal government, and we've got to ensure that those dollars are spent appropriately towards the things that we need most as a community, and make sure that special interest groups, and there's nothing wrong with special interest groups as long as their interest is for the greater good of the people. So that's the first thing. We got $82 million floating out there, and we want to make sure that the citizens can rest assured that we're going to ensure that where those monies can be spent and then where they should be spent. Because as you know, often every money that comes in has a certain color to it, and there are certain things that you can do with that money, what it can be spent on, and certain things that it can't. We want to make sure that it's spent on the appropriate things and not misappropriated, because there are some trust issues that we're dealing with as far as the commission at this time.
Absolutely. Just out of curiosity, has the permanent replacement election date been set yet? I know it'll be the next election cycle, so they don't have to have a special election just for this one seat.
Right. And so some are confused as to why, because our charter says that it should be filled if it has more than 15 or more than 12 months left. But what they don't understand is Mr. Size did not resign.
Oh, that's right. He was only suspended. So technically speaking, you're in there for the length of his term unless he resigns.
Right. Yeah. That's right. He is suspended. So therefore, when the election does come up next May, should I decide to run, then that will be an additional 4 years added on to that. But because he's suspended currently and he's still getting paid, he is still a commissioner, but he is not have any jurisdiction over terms of any decision making. And so from that perspective, I'm there until his case is disposed of one way or the other, or until his term expires. And that's kind of how it goes. So that's why there's not a special election, but there will be the normal election in May, pending redistricting information being in place at that time.
Gotcha. So you're the District 4 commissioner until the next election cycle goes through, and no matter what, unless he's somehow exonerated and the charges are dropped, I guess. Are you a little surprised? I mean, I know that you don't want to talk specifically about his case, and I understand that, but I've never seen anyone in his position defiantly refuse to resign before. This is unique. And no other individual that we've ever seen in the area, with the exception of Sheriff Hensley, who hired an attorney and fought his case and won it, has decided to stick it out. Most everybody else resigns.
Well, what I would say is this, and that's not much in relation to his situation, because I don't believe that it would be appropriate for me to speak over his situation.
Yeah.
What I do believe is that explaining the situation so that people can understand how I came into play, what is the next steps, how long will I be there, and that sort of thing that I'm very comfortable with speaking on. But I just believe, and I've defended this nation over 20-plus years in the regular Army and another 17 as a Department of Defense employee, so 37 years of defending the freedoms of this nation. And so I believe that he should have his day, and that everyone has a right to make their own decisions. That's the great thing about the United States of America. And we don't have to agree with his actions or his decisions, but the fact of the matter is they're his decisions to make. And so I won't comment on those. But what I will say to the community is that I'm prepared to step in as I have. I do have your back. There's no question about that. I'm going to do whatever I can to work with this commission across the lines and to make sure that Augusta Richmond County is seen in the best possible light. And that's my commitment to this community and being a good financial steward of the resources.
All right. Well, listen, a pleasure to talk to you. We appreciate you always being accessible to us. I've been telling folks for years, one of the many reasons that we missed you in service, that, you know, no matter what was going on, if Commissioner Mason had an issue or if there was a question, anything going on, he was always willing to talk to us, and we'd get him on the phone in a heartbeat. And thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I just want to give a shout out to my folks out there, Fort Gordon, the faculty and staff where I work. We have some great individuals out there. several of them listen to your show every day. They might be listening to now. So, Mr. Prater, if you're out there, thumbs up. I know you told me about Austin, but you didn't know that we were already friends. All so, right. Having said that, Austin, anytime you give me a call, I'm here for you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Commissioner Alvin Mason, and we appreciate him. All right.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.